guys good for a couple more?
Oh, I gotta learn that again. I will. Rosie's about the right age to teach that one. I love having a kid. I just make jokes about it, but she's like, I've wanted a child for like a million, zillion, gazillion years, and I'm so thankful. I'm very thankful to my partner, Carrie, for being willing to do that. And it's hard, y'all. And we have like resources and shit. I can't imagine what it's like with people that don't. I count my blessings. I'll just say that. Speaking of that, Jeff, we were practicing this song I'm going to do, and Jeff was like, wouldn't it be nice if the song wasn't relevant anymore? And it's interesting because I did, when I wrote it, it took me a while to write it, and it took me a while to kind of get it to the place of the studio, and then I thought, you know, I wonder if this song will still make sense to people. Unfortunately, it's a problem that we seem to be right in the thick of right now. And I wrote this song for one of the guys that was part of this group called the Angola 3, and I apologize if you've heard this story before, but they were three black men in the early 70s arrested for petty crimes and put into the penitentiary in Louisiana, Angola, which used to be a slave plantation. And that's it pretty much was run like a slave plantation at that time too, so they started organizing against that for better prison conditions and were subsequently framed for the murder of a prison guard. And one of them was released eventually for lack of evidence. A couple of them were put into solitary confinement, and for a long, 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 long time, like the whole time they were there, basically, after that happened. And one of them wrote me a letter from jail through a friend of mine and asked me to write a song about their case. And it took me a little while, but by the time I wrote it, he had already been in solitary for, I think, 40 years at that point, which is, it's mind-blowing to think about that. Like 40 years, and then an hour a day of sunlight, and that's it. So, I don't know, I sing this song in the spirit of everything going on with the racism and Jim Crow right now, and opening our eyes, and, you know, seeing the big picture of what's happening, and how we can help, and just raise our voices and break down barriers and get to know each other better and not be in denial about where we live and what's going on. I called you to rise, the black messiah, like so many boys before you. And there'll be more to follow. Threatening, hard to swallow. I'm sitting on a knee that hang a tree, just me and the ghost of the KKK. Poor man's gallows in the middle of the woods, the saddest tree that ever stood. Thank you. it didn't do any good to keep you. You and your brothers weren't spreading the word, the gospel of freedom and the black man's word.